Welcome again to another bi-weekly Substack podcast, the audio portion of the otherwise written weekly or bi-weekly blog that I just update, sort of like a journal, sort of a fun writing experiment. Last week, it was getting close to the wire. Normally I'm more prepared, but I didn't know what to write. I had a lot going on. I had a health issue come up, and it kept me distracted. So it was a little bit closer to the deadline where I needed to post than I would have liked. And I didn't know what to write, so I was just writing freehand, hoping some idea will make a connection and allow me to write something. And in my lack of creativity came an idea, which would be to ask for help from the muse to come up with an idea. And as a result, last week's article was me writing a love letter to the muse. And it's called Dear Muse. Dear Muse, it's Lorne. It's been a while since we've seen each other. I know you're busy creating bestsellers that top the New York Times, or developing screenplays about a disabled superhero who saves his family and the world, showing everyone that anyone is capable of greatness. But if you're free, later I'd love to see you. Writing without you is bleak. The letters of each word meet, but may as well be ancient hieroglyphics. Every idea that springs forth is poisoned with, it's not good enough. Try again. In your absence, I struggled for an idea this week. The outcome? A love letter to the gatekeeper of ideas. The one who guides us through to the other side, where ideas flow like a never-ending stream of inspiration. Being there in that moment is overwhelming. We try to take it all in, hoping as we travel back to our plane, the ideas will come too. We drown in the river of ideas, only to suffocate from the very thing we thought we wanted. I've learned, since then, to take what you can bear and be grateful for it. It's our nature to take as much as we can. It's how we've survived and adapted. But one must learn, the door to ideas never remains fully closed. So as long as we continually show up and we do the work. Like our avian friends, I've learned the importance of the dance. Show up even when you least feel like it. And if you're lucky, the muse will guide you to the other side. When she doesn't show, write anyways. Because one day, while sitting at your little desk with a broken chair that squeaks with every movement, as you think to yourself, why do I put myself through this? You will feel a little tap on your shoulder. And suddenly, everything will make sense. This was a fun little piece that I wrote. It danced between the metaphorical as well as the literal, and it was fun to be able to weave in between the two. And that's the fun of writing. The fun of the game of writing is that you can weave between ideas and try to find connections where there may originally not have been any. That allows you to explore ideas that would otherwise be possibly too abstract to understand without sort of putting them down on paper. And that's the beauty of conversation and writing, is that we're able to take the abstract and make it a little easier to understand and digest. I want to appreciate you guys for listening. If you have any comments or suggestions, I'm always open to listen. But until next time, Lorne Bronstein out.